WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little extra sparkle and maybe a touch of chaos. Let's be real. Today, we're diving deep into my personal journey with ADHD and spirituality. Because, honey, these two aren't just compatible. They are like peanut butter and jelly meant to be together. Now, I know what you might be thinking. ADHD spirituality, isn't that a little out there? Trust me, I used to think the same thing. My brain was constantly racing, ideas bouncing off the walls, and finding stillness felt impossible. But over time, I discovered that spirituality wasn't about sitting in silence all day, although that can be lovely too. It was about connecting with something bigger than myself, a sense of purpose and belonging. And that connection, that feeling of being grounded, became my anchor amidst the swelling storm of ADHD. So let's break this down into 5 key takeaways. Think of them as your spiritual toolbooks for conquering everyday chaos. 1. Embrace the chaos. You know those moments when your brain feels like a jackhammer on overdrive? Instead of fighting it, try embracing it. Channel that energy into creative projects, intense workouts, or even just dancing wildly in your kitchen. The key is to find outlets that allow you to express this vibrant energy constructively. Think of it like riding the waves. Learn to surf those brain waves instead of drowning in them. 2. Mindful moments. We're talking tiny moments of awareness throughout the day. When you feel overwhelmed, take a deep breath and focus on your senses, the smell of coffee, the feeling of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping. These little pockets of mindfulness can bring you back to the present moment and help calm the mental chatter. 3. Seek connection. You're not alone in this journey, friend. Connecting with others who understand your unique experience, whether it's a therapist, support group, or even just that one quirky friend who gets your vibe, can provide invaluable support and validation. Remember, sharing your story lightens the load and helps you feel less isolated. 4. Celebrate your strengths. ADHD comes with its own set of superpowers. We're often incredibly creative, hyper-focused when we're interested, and bursting with empathy. Acknowledge those strengths and use them to your advantage. You are a magnificent, complex human being, and there's nothing more powerful than embracing who you truly are. 5. Self-compassion is key. Be kind to yourself, okay? There will be days when the chaos feels overwhelming, and that's perfectly normal. It doesn't mean you're failing, it just means you're human. Practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Ever felt like your brain is playing a never-ending game of pinball? You know that feeling when you start a project with all the enthusiasm in the world, only to get sidetracked by a stray thought about what color socks would look best with your new sweater? Yeah, me too. But I learned to channel those scattered thoughts into creative projects. Instead of getting frustrated, I started embracing the what-ifs and letting my imagination run wild. It turned into this beautiful mess of ideas, some brilliant, some totally bonkers, but that's part of the magic. Remember, spirituality isn't about achieving perfection. It's about finding peace amidst the chaos, embracing your unique journey, and connecting with something greater than yourself. This is a lifelong exploration, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, learn from your stumbles, and never stop seeking that spark of inner light. So go out there, beautiful souls, and shine bright. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of spiritual encouragement, you know, that friend who's always running around like a headless chicken in the most lovable way possible. And don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of ADHD-inspired wisdom. See ya.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.